If you would turn in your New Testaments to Romans, the fifth chapter. Romans chapter 5. And I want to make a couple of points from the book of Romans as we offer an invitation this evening. But in Romans chapter 5, I want to look at a couple of verses that show us the state that we are in as people on this earth, as those of God's creation. And in Romans 5, and in verse 12, we're told that just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all have sinned. All of us have sinned, all of us have fallen short of the glory of God, and so all of us are in need of salvation, and we're in need of some help to get that salvation because it's certainly not something that we can obtain ourselves. If you would go to the next chapter, and looking at verses 23 of chapter 6, verse 23 of chapter 6, we're told that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so if we don't have that gift from God of His Son and that sacrifice on the cross, then we are going to die a spiritual death and we have no hope. A few verses later, in verse 4 of chapter 7, Paul tells us, brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. And so we are made whole through Christ, through that sacrifice, and our purpose is to bear fruit to God. And so as we live a life of God's children, as God's children on this earth, we have a purpose, we have something that we are to accomplish. In chapter 8, in verse 1, we're told that therefore now there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And so as children of God, we need to make sure that we walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. And if we do that, if we are in Christ Jesus, then we are not going to have any condemnation. Salvation through Christ's blood makes us whole. It takes away that separation from God that sin caused and enables us to have that hope of an eternal life with Him. And that brings us to verse 12 of chapter 8, which is where I want to make the main point of the short time that I have with you this evening. But in Romans 8 and verse 12, we are told that we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. I think that's a great way to look at our lives as Christians, our lives as servants of God. We are in debt to God because He gave His Son, His only begotten Son, to come to this earth to live a perfect life and then die and give up His life on that cross at Calvary for our sins. And so the least that we can do is to serve Him. And we need to look at our lives as a life of service to God, trying to pay back that debt that we owe to Him. And of course, we know that there's nothing that we can do to ever completely pay back that debt. And so that what that means is that we need to spend our entire lives working on that debt and trying to do things that are in accordance to God's will that would make us worthy of that sacrifice that He gave for us. Continuing on in verse 14 of Romans chapter 8, we're told, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, or heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. I think that's a key phrase there in verse 17, that we are to suffer with Christ. It certainly should be characteristic of a Christian's life that we suffer persecutions, that we suffer injustices as we live this life, because we are living a life that is in accordance with God's will. Just as Christ was crucified on that cross, just as the world rejected Christ when He lived on this earth, if we're living a life that is Christ-like, and as we should, then in many ways the world is going to reject us. But That's a part of that debt that we have to pay to Christ. We are to be disciples of Him. We're supposed to let Him shine through us and be examples to those around us. And that's something that we need to do for the entire portion of our lives. And if we do that, if we suffer with Christ, if we suffer with Him, then we are going to be glorified with Him in heaven one day. And so there may be some of those here who tonight who have never put on the name of Christ, who have never become a child of God, and you cannot suffer with Christ until you become His brother, until you become one of God's children, until you put Him on in baptism and begin that walk of righteousness and that walk of following in accordance with God's will. There may be some here tonight who have done that but have fallen away. Perhaps you have not been paying back your debt as you should, and you want to come forward to make that right. If we can help you tonight spiritually in any way, we ask that you would come forward as we now stand and sing the song of invitation.